Good evening and welcome to As the Worm Turns. You are tuned in to KVNF's live call-in gardening show. I am your host, Jill Spears, here with my gardeners, comrades, worms in arms, Lance and Lulu. Hello.
Yeah. Hi, everybody.
Good evening.
Whoops, I'm too close.
Good evening. Settling in to the worm land.
Oh, my God. The party's almost over.
It is. Look at the list. It's short. Look at the man's list.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm. What are you doing with yourself, Lance?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Well, I got plenty to do yet.
Yeah, you got plenty to
do. Oh, man, I
do, too. I still got
too.
A month of good work.
Uh-huh.
At least. I realize I could go on for a month, too.
All right. We got a lot to talk about then.
Yeah. Tree trimming, soil prepping.
Yeah.
God, it just
garlic planting.
Right.
I can't wait to put my garlic in the ground.
And I got two new varieties this year.
Uh-oh. What'd you get?
Georgian Crystal, which is a porcelain. In other words, it's a all the cloves are big. There's no small cloves. And they're real big. The porcelain group, that's what they're like. They don't have any.
Sounds beautiful.
Yeah. And then an Italian. And I don't know if it's Italian red or what, but.
Huh. Where'd you get them from? Who's your source, man?
J&M. Is it J&M Farms up on Crawford?
Oh, good.
Okay.
Mike Chalmers and Jan Hoffman.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, right on. Okay. So already acclimated to the area, and you like that kind of stuff. All right, 527-4868-1866, KVNF now. Jeff in the control room, ready to take your call because we are live. And you can email, too, worm@kvnf.org. List is getting shorter and a lot of stuff to do. It's like all of a sudden, it's just, whoa, time's winding down.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, all that stuff that you spend all summer putting up, all the fencing and the irrigation and the trellises
hoses.
And the hoses and the tools that are spread out all over the place. And, you know, just, oh, my God, it just goes on and on.
Yeah. If you put it up, it has to come down.
It all has to come down.
The pea trellises came down. The raspberry trellises came down.
Uh-huh. And you're getting ready to chop down some raspberries? Did I hear that?
I'm going
right?
to cut the raspberries to the ground. I have the prima canes, which is a type that you cut to the ground in the fall, and they come up in the spring, and they start blooming in July, and they bloom clear until frost.
And then it's a continuous.
Yeah. They just keep on blooming, and they'll send up even new shoots, you know, maybe even in August, and those will bloom if it's a long enough season.
Wow.
So I cut those down to the ground, and I'll run them through the shredder and go right into the compost.
Okay, right into the shredder.
Yeah.
And they come right back.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just clip all my stuff because, I mean, I have a shredder, but actually it's over at Wesley's house, I think. And so now I just clip it and, you know, chop it up into small pieces.
And throw it in the compost.
Yeah, and all the woody stuff, the real heavy stuff, I take that and put it in the burn pile or wherever.
Yeah. Well, I have two shredders, one for compost, one's for the coarse corn stalks and that woody, bigger stuff. And then I have... And if you don't have those, a lawnmower is a great tool.
Yeah.
Yeah, as a chopper, a shredder.
Yep.
I even run corn stalks through lawnmower.
Over the lawnmower?
No, I actually pushed it through.
Oh, what? Holy macro. That's, okay.
Little dangerous, but I have done that.
Don't try this at home.
No, don't do that.
No.
But I actually had a lawnmower that the way the chute was, it was easy to get to. The way the chute was designed.
Sure.
Oh,
the way
it was the way the design of the lawnmower was that you could actually, it wasn't that dangerous.
Right.
But I
you
stayed
can run
12,
that stuff over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've done that too. I really like that approach. You know, when you just level everything.
Right.
Level it all out.
You know, just get
sometimes
it. Just
you just have to go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right,
well,
make
this
it
is one of my favorite ways for fall soil stuff is to mow all this stuff down, shred it up, whatever, spread it all over the garden. If you've been saving all your kitchen scraps and stuff like that out in the back wire cage or pallets wired together, just throw that all out there. And if you want, add some manure to it and till it in. And that's all you need. It will break down in the And in the springtime, there might be some coarse stuff. Well, you rake it out.
Rake it out. And
put it in the next compost.
Till it up and rake out the coarse stuff. It works like a charm.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how you do it. It just matters that you do it.
Yeah. Right.
Get something done. Don't do anything. Do something.
You were kind of talking about that earlier with like a wheelbarrow versus a cart.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We like wheelbarrows, both of us, because it's just easier to maneuver around.
And you get the one that's the right size for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's key.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. That's the key.
Yeah. I've got
we
one.
Don't want to get
got,
too
I've
big
one,
of a
I've
wheelbarrow, little lady.
Yeah, I've got one that's a little too big, and it's
hard to handle.
Yeah, it's bucked me off a couple of times.
Yeah, I had one
that
I've used at a client's house, and it's just a little short. And that means I had to pick it up higher, and that means the front end, if there's anything,
digs in. Yeah.
So that's one of the things you have to look at it. If you're taller, you want one that's longer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you're shorter, you want one that's, you know.
Get one that feels right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go out there and test drive them. You know?
Right.
Roll them around the parking lot. It's great.
Mm-hmm. Good deal.
Yeah.
Hey, our friends Joy and Rich are on the line with Garlic Question. Good evening.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Hi.
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 Ooh. Hi.
Oh, I got to tell you, I'm multitasking right now. You hear that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Bacon. We're making the last BLT of the year. We got two
Oh.
So Joy said, I want to plant that garlic, but I don't know when to plant it.
Anytime.
Anytime. But it's, you know, I'm probably going to plant mine the last week of October, the first week of November.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
She's nodding her head right now. Excited to talk on the radio.
Yeah, that's I'm probably going to wait till around then as well, and only because I won't have I can put it off, and the other things will get more priority. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, my two areas are all done and ready to plant, except I mentioned last week that I have some cabbage and beets that have to come out for storage,
mm-hmm.
and I won't do that till October 24th, 25th, something like that.
Yeah, I'm going to
plant.
Go.
Any other questions, boss? I said, any other questions, boss? She's nodding no.
No, okay. Just since it's on my list, it's time to plant shallots.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that's a good
shallots
one.
Shallots now. Garlic, you can wait a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You want those shallots to get in there and start putting a little bit of root base down.
Yeah, you don't plant them too deep, do you, Lulu?
No, I never plant mine.
No, they're usually almost on the shoulders, at least, are on the surface.
I sometimes go a little deeper than that because they seem to push up so
much. Oh, with the freezing thawing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I go a little deeper. I, you know, maybe have the very tip of them showing, but I haven't planted shallots in a long time. Maybe
I
should do that.
Okay, I want to go back in the house now.
Okay. All right.
Okay, Rich.
All right.
Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
And
nice
good luck
work.
With that garlic. And, ooh, enjoy that BLT.
I know, right? Dang.
Last tomatoes.
Right? I'm on my last tomatoes.
No, really?
Yep. The
tomato
last
eating
of the
fool
sun,
the last week, huh?
Last of the sun golds. Yeah, I made this really good dinner the other night, and I threw all those sun golds in there.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, baby.
Yummy, baby.
Well, this is a fun little story that happened to me today. I stopped by some new clients to see what they wanted in their yard, and I left the door open, and they had a very happy border collie. And when I got back to my car, that border collie had eaten my salad with all my tomatoes and lettuce and spinach and radishes.
Only a border collie.
Jump right in your truck.
Yeah. So, oh, look at that.
That's awesome.
You know, it's like, oh, well.
Welcome to our new garden.
Yeah.
Really. Welcome to the real
The only
world.
Thing the dog didn't eat was the Finocchio.
Really?
The
that's fennel. Interesting.
Yeah, didn't eat that. It picked that one out.
Huh.
Interesting. All right. Hey, Skip is on the line with a question. Hi, Skip.
Hey, Worm. It's been a little while since I've called.
Yeah, what is going on?
Well, I just figured I'd just hit you up with the same, you know, thing that I always talk about, which is my grapes. And I wanted to let you know that I harvested two bunches this year.
Oh, great.
Nice.
I know it isn't much, but it was better than they've been doing for previous years before I started listening to your advice.
Oh,
nice.
of your grapes, you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good for
you. And they were good. I ate them, and they were tasty. They were
good
really
flavor.
Small ones. I think they were like champagne grapes or something like that.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, I wish I had those. Those are fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
I could be inspired to put a whole new grape arbor in if I had those.
Yeah, it's pretty cool stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's got
no
some cuttings.
No real question. I just thought I'd throw that at you, but I listened to your advice, and it worked for me.
Well, woo-hoo! There it is. You just do something, and look what happened. Fruits of your labor.
Customer.
Oh, right. We love that. Thanks for calling, Skip.
Thanks, Skip.
All right.
Have a good evening.
All right. Awesome. Okay, 527-4868-1866 KVNF now. And that's what you're always saying is, you know, just do something. Look what happened. Those things came right back around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, take a little advice from the worms. You know, if you've got a specific question, call us up. But otherwise, just go out there and fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
You're gonna figure something out, you know.
That's really the trial and error really does work.
Boy, amen.
And
you
if
know,
you're patient,
yeah.
I've had people come and
do it's patience,
the garden tours and go, where did you go to school? I didn't.
Yeah, no.
And they go, you did this all by trial and error? I said, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's all trial and error. And talking to other gardeners, reading here and there. But, you know, that's what
sharing
it is.
Sharing stories. Yeah.
Yep. Learning what's working for you and what doesn't, you know. And somebody may say, oh, do it this way. And then you go, well, hang on, you know, I don't think I need to do it that way. I'll try that.
Modify it a little
bit. Yeah, you know, it's a tweak it out until you get it where you want it and call it good.
Yeah, I had, when I first moved here, I was renting this little trailer, and these people grew up Lyman and Pueblo, and they had a lot of gardening knowledge.
Wow.
Just backyard gardening knowledge.
Yeah.
It was really great. And then Joyce, who I used to work for, she now died last year. She grew up in Denver, and just like I mentioned, sweet peas, the Ides of March, or March 15th, or thereabouts.
Right,
You know, and they actually do well.
Right. Yeah. So learned a lot. Picked up different tips.
Yeah.
Hey, Phil from Paonia is on the line. Good evening, Phil.
Good evening.
Hi.
I got some questions from these experts, especially Lance, because I know Lulu hates potatoes, but I need to ask Lance about potato storage. And I have a bunch of different kinds that he recommended, and it grew nicely. But I want to know the best thing. I started. I laid them out on a tarp down in the basement for 10 days or so, and then I put them in some burlap bags. And my friend Dave Dobbs said, you know, I think that's a little early. You should leave them out longer, and some of those rose thin apples got a little soft, so I took them all out, and they're still laying down. Can you talk a little bit about the best way to store potatoes?
Well, the first thing is you let them dry out, whether you've cleaned the mud off. You don't want to scrub them, but because then it ruins the skin.
And no water.
Yeah,
There's still dirt.
That's actually the best. And let them dry out like that for a while, get a little skin on them. And, of course, obviously no light. And sorry to say, they want 80 or 90% humidity and about 36 to 40 degrees. If they get any colder, the starch in the potato turns to sugar, and you actually get a sweet potato.
Wow.
So
some people were telling me they needed to be dry. They need dry air.
No. You look it up in any book, it will say about 80 to 90% humidity.
Wow. So how do you accomplish that?
Well, you put buckets of water in.
Yeah,
you can actually put them in moist sand. Or, you know, if you have a root cellar that has a gravel floor, you can pour water on the gravel.
Okay.
Don't have a very good way to do it, personally. I mean, there's one way I could do it, and I'll do it this year. But I actually put them in my garden room, leave the windows open, but I cover them for light, and I don't want them to be too cold. And I actually put containers of water around the base of all the boxes and then put the tarps over them. And I'm eating potatoes that aren't sprouted till April in that condition.
Okay. Putting them in burlap sacks later in the fall or in the winter or when, don't use it. Don't put them in burlap sacks. tell me.
I actually have mine in fruit boxes.
Okay.
And they used to do it all in burlap sacks. I think that the problem with the burlap sack is that it's going to be too heavy. So the bottom ones on the bottom are going to get crushed.
Yeah, that's a good point, right?
That's why these boxes, these are just those 20-pound peach boxes. Yeah. And they're ventilated. They got holes in them and stuff. So
if my if the potatoes are down in the basement and it's 55 degrees, that's too hot, huh?
Yeah, but our basements are not going to get cold for another a little while longer. They're just not. So you do your best you can.
Okay.
You can put it in the refrigerator. I have my spare bedroom, and I leave that window open, so it's only about 45 degrees in there all the time.
Okay.
Something like that. But the basement's too warm right now.
Okay.
So you're going to have to put it in a room and leave the window open. Put it on the north, if you have a room on the north side.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I'm going to have one in a couple of days, so that's going to work.
Yeah.
But I have too many. I can't put it in the refrigerator. I've got a couple hundred pounds of potatoes. And they, you know, they were pretty good, and those rose thin apples are really good, but I think we're going to eat those first just because they seem like they're the most delicate.
Actually, those store the longest.
They do.
Really? Okay.
Eat some now and save 15, 20 pounds and see how long they last for you.
Yeah,
okay.
Eat the ones that are soft. One of the key things is to keep them out of the light.
Yeah.
And what kind of apples are these again?
Those are the fingerlings that you really like.
Okay.
Fingerling potatoes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
All right. Well, this has changed my thinking, and thank you for the wonderful advice. And I'm sure it'll be perfect.
Okay. All right. You take care.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, Phil.
Yeah.
Thanks
for
calling. Bye.
Bye.
Good night. That's a lot of potatoes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, you should see what they've got up there.
Fabulous.
And the cellar up there is big. It's a big cellar, and part of it. Phil, if you're still listening, too, think about this. That part that was where Alice had all the little shelves and everything, it seems like that area was a little cooler than the rest of it, where your heating elements are and the pipes that go upstairs and all of that. Maybe that would work.
Yeah, something cooler. Yeah. That's what you're looking for.
Well, Jam was down... almost two weeks ago.
From Gunnison.
And her cooler or crawl space was not cold enough yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just now getting below 20 degrees up there. And so it takes a little while. And it's underneath the house.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a root cellar that's outside by itself with no buildings, it will cool down faster.
Okay.
But what about it just staying at 55? I mean, at... Earth temperature. So does
you're going to have to vent it.
Okay, that's where I was going with that.
Yeah,
so
you have to vent it. And the vents, there's one that's just at the top, and that vents the warm and gases out. And the other one, the other vent goes all the way to the floor, and it's the one that's with air circulation, the air going up through the top vent sucks the cold air in on the bottom.
Okay.
That releases down low.
So
there's actually two vents.
You need to get it colder than 55
just
for storage.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They're tricky little rascals. Yeah. I mean, I know that story about putting them in sand, too.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people that have done that successfully.
Yeah, well, I've measured out where I'm going to put my trench.
Uh-huh.
And that trench will work really good because it's the humidity from the soil that keeps them.
Okay, that's
how you
accomplish
that. I put carrots and radishes and all the icons, and they all need about the same humidity. And potatoes will last really good in there.
Yeah, that's surprising to me, that high humidity
piece
of it.
The only thing, there's two things that don't want high humidity for storage, and those are onions and garlic and squash.
Okay, keep those as dry as you can.
Not as dry as you can. I think it's about 45% humidity. And they actually don't want extreme cold.
All right.
Yeah,
they don't. You know, the one year I put all my winter squash up in the little closets that were upstairs that had no insulation in them or anything, and it wasn't good. They rotted.
Yeah.
My best squash keeping technique is to put them on shelves that are just wire and or metal, whatever they are. I know, you know, whatever. Like those
ventilated
industrial restaurant kind of shelves, and just left them in the laundry room.
Uh-huh.
Lots of light, lots of heat.
Just let them breathe.
And the squash, I mean, I ate a spaghetti squash from last year just a couple of weeks ago.
That's great. I love it.
I had to get rid of it. Yeah. Get, you know, polish those off. Yeah. So, but the potatoes are always have always been a mystery to me, and I've never grown them. So. Mm-hmm.
I like the fingerlings. They are tasty, and I do kind of like the way they're smaller, and it seems easier to store, I would guess.
Yeah. Yeah, they're actually
makes sense.
It's one, those and the German butterballs are the ones I'm eating in June. So.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. They're delicious.
You know, you got to figure it out. I mean, somehow it must have worked because, you know, 4 million Irish people who later starved to death was can't be all wrong. You know, I mean, that's why they, you know.
Well, you know, they starved to death because they had one type of potato.
Yes, I understand.
Yeah, and that's and it got blight.
Yeah.
And it destroyed the crop.
Yeah. But before it destroyed the crop, they were high on the hog, man.
Yeah.
I mean, they even had a population. Their population went up and everything because there was more time to do other things when they weren't worried about harvesting the wheat all the time.
Wheat, oats,
Oats, barley.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. 527-486-866 KVNF now. We have time for at least a couple more calls. And there's still time to plant some flowers now. I mean, you can plant a lot of flowers right now.
Yeah.
Can
we
talk about that a little bit?
I was just thinking of how much we've talked about what to plant, lettuce and spinach and parsnips and stuff like that. But there are flowers from seed. And, of course, if you want to do bulbs, you can still do it.
Plant your bulbs.
But, like, and this is just an example. You can plant, if I can read it. Calendulas, larkspur, borage, nigella, which is also known as love in the mist, lavateria, it's a pink mallow, columbines, Johnny jump up, probably even pansies.
Johnny jump em.
Johnny jump ups.
Oh. That's a small, the little
it's
small.
It's a little pansy that's cute. Purple and yellow. It's real cute. Comes up really easy.
You can actually plant, throw marigold seeds out there. Marigolds are one of those things that won't come up till after frost.
Yeah, they're a just nice one, indicator flower.
Mm-hmm. And you can even do cosmos, but cosmos will come up in any warm spell, so they can get
and
frozen.
And then they're frozen, yeah.
Yeah.
Morning glory.
Yeah, morning glory.
If you like morning glory, and I happen to, so.
Uh-huh.
There, I mean, I don't have to plant them.
Yeah.
We have a call?
We do. It is Tara from Paonia on the line. Good evening, Tara.
Good evening. I just wanted to add about the potato storage.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Great. Good.
Do not have your apples in the same storage
room. Oh, you
know
what? You're exactly right. I was going to say that, too.
Yeah.
Apples with any root storage. The apples have ethylene gas, or put off a lot of ethylene gas, and it makes things sprout, and then they rot. So unless it's extremely good ventilation, better to put the apple someplace else.
Yeah.
Don't mix them.
Excellent.
Yep. Good point, Tara.
Thanks so much. And just to underline that, 1 year I did that, and the potatoes, they didn't rot, but it was like they were green.
Yeah.
They were very bitter. And the only way I could use them was to cook them first and then peel the the skin off that way, because the stoma, these little things that go into the potatoes, were all you would have had to peel a quarter inch away to get rid of that taste.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So definitely keep those apples out of there. So great.
Thank you for sharing that.
That is such a good point. That's such a good point.
I heard Phil talking about apples when we were talking about the potatoes. That's
he
crazy.
Said rose fin apple was the fingerling.
Is the apple. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
But just another one that you should try to avoid is that cabbage can flavor or other vegetables too.
Contaminate them?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, it doesn't make them rot, or it just adds a funny taste to them.
Yeah.
So cabbage, if you store cabbage, I store cabbage separate from everything else. Yeah.
God, it's going to be – I'm never going to get to that point. I just put all my dried plums in the jars and –
You kind of have a whole different
scene got a different
going
scene,
with your
you know?
Storage. Yeah. Yeah, with the drying and things.
Mm-hmm.
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 And I like that. I mean, you're still eating out of your freezer?
Yeah, I am still eating out of my freezer. I promised myself that I wouldn't start the collards until I finished the others. And it's just not going to happen, you know?
You can never have too many collards.
I'm just going to start freezing the others.
Yeah. Well, what I do with my frozen stuff that's still from, I only have one jar container left of apricot freezer jam.
Ooh.
And I thaw it out and give it away.
Oh, that's I gave away some of mine too. I'm not stingy.
Well, that might be a good pledge drive premium.
Oh, speaking of that, when does that start?
That starts tomorrow. And so next Tuesday on As the World Turns.
We're on the final day.
We are on the final day of pledge drive.
With Blues and Other Colors.
Bring it on home.
Yeah. So right. And so all you out there, get ready.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Just start putting all your little pennies away all week and be ready.
Put your pennies away, turn your radio up, and get ready to dial your phone.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm going to have 2 1-pound bags of popcorn in here from this year's club.
Okay. Oh, great.
You know what? Jill and I are going to do Thursday.
Thursday afternoon, we'll be on air. 1 o'clock.
We have to talk about our set list.
Woo.
Gonna have a party.
It's going to be fun. All right, 527-486-8186 KVNF. Now we have time for another call tonight during As the Worm Turns. And Lulu, you are still harvesting some stuff. You just mentioned your collards.
Yes, I have to get my beets in. But, of course, I don't have to. But I want to bring the beets and take the peas out and start prepping that garden, that west side garden, and then get the soil ready for everything else. And I want to make a new garden, but it's going to be really a hassle.
Yeah, you got some plants in there already that are kind of
major conquest plants.
Right. The mint.
Yeah, mint I don't mind. The mint I really don't mind, but there's also under the mint, and I'm also wondering if the mint wouldn't choke out the violets.
Mm-hmm.
Like I could give the mint a buy and kind of blow off this new area for a while.
Yeah,
and see if the mint will choke out the violets. But I think the minute I took this mint out or disturbed the soil, the violets would be back in
the
water.
The seeds are there.
Yeah, they're exactly.
Is that what it is with the violets? Is that why they're so?
Well, even if she did that and it got smothered out,
there's
still seeds there.
Yeah, they're there. That's why I say it's going to be major.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should just, never mind.
Don't say it.
No,
starts with a B.
Yeah, I was gonna. Oh yeah, black plastic. That's what and just blow it out that way. But I hate doing that. So we'll figure something out.
Yeah,
or we won't do it.
I wanted to mention another thing about soil prep that.
Oh yeah,
we keep on
for next year.
But this is just one thing I do for my garden because I'm watering with my well, which is slightly alkaline. So every fall, I buy 100 pounds of sulfur.
Okay.
And sulfur, the bacteria, the soil life, will turn it to sulfuric acid.
Sulfuric acid.
And that balances out the alkalinity from the well water.
And you do what with the sulfur? You mix it in?
I just throw it out there. And the freezing and thawing, the rain, the snow, it will be gone.
Do you use like a dispenser?
No, I'm just out there.
Just chucking it. Oh, nice.
Okay. Yeah, well, I like that style.
Yeah.
All right, it's Sir Anthony on the line with a question about water.
Anthony.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, comrade. I got to tell you, maybe it was the week before, I'm up in Grand Junction. No joke. Listening to you online, you come on, glow, and I feel something hit my neck. What is it? A box elder bug.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm like, where is my shot back? Oh, it's just pneumonia. Bummer. No, but I have a question about
I love it.
Yeah. But I got that bucket. I had the bucket, but no.
Oh, man.
The bucket with water. Yeah.
That's right.
No, but what's the deal with fire? I think it's called Fire Mountain Water. Because where I grew up, one jar of water is an acre foot.
Oh, pharma. Every, I don't know about that. Every irrigation company
is different.
One share of LaRue Creek water is an acre foot, and that's only if it's 100% snowpack. Okay. Fire Mountain Canal, one share is the amount of water going through a hole a 16-penny nail would make.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you see the difference. But that's running
24/7
for the entire season.
Wow, that
for an entire season.
Yeah,
right.
So I because I like winter watering. I could be watering now.
Fire Mount Canal, no.
No. The season that the canal is full of water.
All those canals have federal or state permits of how long they can take so many cubic feet per second.
Right.
A certain amount of from what month. April sometime till sometime in September, October.
Right. Yeah, because this place I was looking at 50 shares, a few acres, and I'm like, whoa, that can't be an acre foot because I'd be like swimming.
You'd have to ask the company.
Yeah. It depends on what the source is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can ask the company. That's actually 50 shares of Fire Mountain Canal. That's actually – good amount of water.
A lot of water.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure.
And if you really were inventive, you could put it in a pond.
Yeah.
Right. But that would be good for 2 acres.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Water rights.
Ask the pros.
There you go.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Anthony. Appreciate your call, and thanks for listening. Good callers tonight, good questions.
You. Boy, they saved us from ourselves.
Right?
It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
All right, it is time to wrap it up, and we'll be back next Tuesday, and that is our Pledge Drive show. So please tune in for that and support us there. Pledge Drive starts tomorrow here on KVNF, and it is One Woman's Perspective coming up next.
Have a good evening.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you, everybody. We love you. Bye-bye.
You've got a cute fast pocket master, which you can make both slow and faster. I don't know who you took a shine to or who you're about to make a sign to. I got a gal that I love so, the whole little low and low.